It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Flu cases remain high in Colorado, with about 400 people now hospitalized. That's a drop of nearly 350 from last week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Stephanie Malterich of Boulder caught a bad case at Christmas, causing a rough cough that lasted days. She went to urgent care once and the emergency room three times. Complicating things, she was in the late stages of pregnancy. She delivered a healthy baby girl last week.
I was very stressed about kind of going into labor because I still wasn't feeling great. But yeah, our first kid, and she's doing great. She's doing better than me, so.
She did get a flu shot this year, which doctors say can help prevent an illness from getting bad enough to require hospitalization. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver has home field advantage in the NFL playoffs today, and former offensive tackle Ryan Harris says the crowded Empower Field at Mile High provides the Broncos with an edge that no other team has.
When they stomp their feet on the ground, it rattles the face mask on the field. And for opposing players, it's a very different feeling. Usually only an opponent or yourself is making your face mask move, but you hear that shaking, that thunder that the fans make, and it makes a huge difference.
Denver plays the Buffalo Bills. A victory would send the Broncos to the AFC Championship game next weekend, with a berth in the Super Bowl on the line. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.